We were warned the flu season this year would be bad, and it's starting to hit. There were only about 600 confirmed flu cases last year, thanks to COVID lockdowns and border closures. But so far this year, there have been more than 10,000, and 7,000 of those cases have been in the past fortnight, as David Sparks reports.
Forget about nasty colds and sniffly noses. When you've got the flu, you know it.
Influenza is a much more severe illness, and it's not just a runny nose and a bit of a cough. You often find that it hits you very fast and very hard.
Dr. Ken Seng Lim is a GP in Mount Druitt in Western Sydney.
High fevers, aches and pains. People often say they feel like they've been run over by a bus, or they feel as though they're so weak they can hardly pick up a cup of tea.
While Dr. Lim's practice hasn't seen a huge number of flu cases so far, he says a pattern is emerging.
We've definitely seen a large increase in the number of all kinds of respiratory illnesses over the last couple of months. Some of those have been influenza, but there's really been quite a large mix of things such as metapneumovirus, croup, bronchiolitis, and common colds, in addition to a lot of COVID still.
The Federal Health Department releases statistics on the number of flu cases each fortnight. For the first 3.5 months of this year, the numbers were low. But they started picking up in mid-April, and then all of a sudden, more than 7,000 laboratory-confirmed cases were recorded in the 2 weeks until the 8th of May.
And I would anticipate that's going to continue to occur.
Professor Christine McCartney from Sydney University is the director of the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance. She expects the next fortnightly update, due on Thursday, will show even higher numbers.
I think that's likely. We don't tend to see, influenza just disappear once it gets a big uptick in the community like this. I think we're on track at the moment, from what the data is showing, to have one of the largest flu years we've had in a while. Certainly the rate of rise of cases is similar to that seen in some of our recent big flu years, including 2017 and 2019.
Professor McCartney says it's very difficult to model how high influenza numbers will go.
But I think any model at this stage would suggest that we are likely to see a big flu year. And that's based on the fact that we haven't had much influenza, virtually no influenza in people in Australia in the last 2 years. Last year, we didn't have very good vaccine uptake. And now this year, we've got people moving around across the globe again, which is causing the rapid spread of influenza.
And while the flu might force a lot of people off work this winter, she points out it can also be fatal.
When I'm in the hospital caring for patients, I see people who say, my loved one was healthy and I can't believe they've got this complication from influenza.
It's why doctors are recommending that everyone get a flu shot.
David Sparks reporting there.